Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, today's daf is daf Ayin Tes, and we're holding on the fourth line from the top of the Omid, where the Gemara begins, Umimotzis Mukmis Mo, excuse me, Mukmis Lo K'Reb Shimon Eluza. Is it possible that you can interpret this Braisa like K'Reb Shimon Eluza? Which Braisa are we referring to? So if you go back to Ayin Ches Omid Beis, you'll recall that the Gemara asked a Kasha, what appears to be a Stira between a Mishnah and a Braisa. In the Mishnah it said, and the Gemara quotes it on the first wide line of yesterday's Amud Beis, Oishinazis Angaria, you had a person who was in the rental, the Chamor rental agency business, and he rented a Chamor to someone else. And that Chamor, unfortunately, was taken away, was confiscated by the government. So Oishinazis Angaria, the Maskit can say to the Soicher, Mazlach Karam, I've been in this business now for the last 50 years. The Hertz rent a Chamor, and I never ever had this problem before. It's your Mazl, you know, what can I do? You want the Chamor? Speak to, go to City Hall and try to get back your Chamor. So, if you remember, we had a machlok between Rav and Shmuel exactly what the circumstances were. Again, on the first wide line of yesterday, Amr Rav Lishon El Banagar Yechoizereth. When can a maskir say that to the soicher? Only if he eventually will get his chamor back. However, angari she'ena chazeres, if it's a government that confiscates chamorim permanently, then chayav lahamid loy chamor, then the renter, the rental agency, has to go and supply a new chamor to the soicher. Shmuel says it makes no difference between angari chazeres, ena chazeres. The important thing is if it's v'derech halichos in itlo, or shaloi b'derech halichos in itlo. What does that mean? So we explained already yesterday that if the government that confiscated the chamor is going in the same direction, the mushul toward New Jersey, just like this fellow wants to go, then he should go and run after them with another chamor, and as soon as they drop his chamor, go and get the chamor for them. On the other hand, if they're going to Connecticut, he has no such responsibility of running after them. Okay. And then you want to ask the steer on the fifth wide line, Meisvei, Asoichas Chamor, Vivrika, Oishin Ishtatit, remember we said Hivrika has two pshatim, either got blind, or got worms in the legs, or the Chamor became a shoita, he says, Hashal Cholof Anecha. But it was, Nasis Angaria, says the Braisa, Chayv Lahamed Loi Chamor. Oh, so that's the steer between our Mishnah and the Braisa. The Mishnah says, when you have Angaria, Hashal Cholof Anecha. In the Braisa it says, Angaria, Chayv Lahamed Loi Chamor. So according to Rav and Nishka Pabay, because Rav holds Kanban Ari Chazeres, Kanban Gari Sheinu Chazeres. Like we said before, if it's a type of Engari where the government confiscates but they give it back, Aisha L'chol Fanecha. But if they confiscate it permanently, then you have to go and give a new Chamor. So that's perfect. But according to Shmuel Ishver, because Shmuel made the distinction between Halich Derech Halichosa, Eina Derech Halichosa. So, that difference it doesn't say. So you're going to say, well, maybe that's Pshat in the Tanakhama of the Braisa. It's Konizayin because Reb Shimon HaLozer is the one that says that in the Seif of the Braisa. And the Gemara quotes the Seif of Reb Shimon HaLozer. This is about eight lines from the bottom. Reb Shimon HaLozer, Oymin Mederech Halichos Nitla, he could say, Harishul Cholof Anecha, Vim Lav Chayiv Lahamed Loi Chamar. Oh, Mechal the Tanakhama Loi Shonilech. So therefore, the Teretz that we gave, Aliba the Rav, that same teretz we cannot give Aliba de Shmuel to for the stira between the Mishnah and the Braisa to go and say that one is talking about Bederech Halichosa and the honest one is talking about Shaloi Bederech Halichosa because that's what Reb Shimon HaLozer says. So Shmuel said, Nishkeferlich, I hold like Reb Shimon HaLozer. I don't hold like the Tanakam, I hold like Reb Shimon HaLozer. But then the Gemara came up with a brand new pshat, and this is the pshat that we're up to, five lines from the bottom. E boy yaseima, kula Reb Shimon HaLozer he. The entire Braisa goes like Reb Shimon HaLozer. We have to go and rewrite the Braisa slightly. With three lines from the bottom of the Amud Beis. State in the Braisa Zoy. Like we had before. No change so far. Word for word the same that we had so far. But now the Gemara makes a slight modification in the Braisa. But med var mamurim. When do I say chayv lahamid lechamor? Shaloi bederech halichosa nitlo. If the angari is taking the chamor in the other direction, av nitlo bederech halichosa. However, if the angari is taking in the same direction, oim loy harshul chol lefanecha. So now we are superimposing this distinction, which is the distinction of Shmuel, on the Reisha of the Braisa. And now the Gemara continues on in the same Braisa, top of Ayin Tesla, Medal of Divir, Shimon Melaza, Shahayir, Shimon Melaza, Oymer. That instead of having a machloikis between the Tanakama and Reb Shimon Elazar, and Shmuel say, I hold like Reb Shimon Elazar, now we have combined the Tanakama and Reb Shimon Elazar, it's all one man di Omar, and Shmuel says, I hold like that man di Omar. That's an afkamina between Bederach Ilucha or Shiloi Bederach Ilucha. Thank you, Mara. Fourth line, Mimotas Mukmas like Reb Shimon Elazar. How can you say the Braisa Reb Shimon Elazar? Voktani Reisha. Let's go back to the beginning of the Braisa, which we quoted a moment ago. Hasicha Sachamar Vivrika Oishinishtatita Oimalai Harisha Lecholifanecha. Aha. That's what it says in the Braisa. The either Reb Shimon Elazar Amar. I have another Braisa where Reb Shimon Elazar says Hasicha Sachamar Lirkoiv Oleha, a person who hired a Chamar, rented a Chamar, not just for freight, but to ride on the back of the chamar. Vivrika and the chamar got either blindness or worms. Oishinishtatra, or became a shoyte tzedrait. Chayiv lahamed loy chamar. Oh, so it says in this braisa, Reb Shimon Elazar says you have to be mamin a new chamar. In our braisa, which we were quoting, it says, harishu l'chol lefanecha. So until we came up with this iboyis eima, the new pshat of the gemara, wasn't a problem. Because it was a separate Tanakhama, a separate Reb Shimon Elazar. This is a machloikis, and just like Reb Shimon Elazar goes and disagrees with the Tanakhama, legabi the halacha of the Angaria, he also disagrees with the halacha of the Hivrika or Nishtatata. But now that we've merged the Tanakhama and Reb Shimon Elazar, we say that that price is all one man di Amar. So even the beginning of the price is Reb Shimon Elazar. Then what does the beginning of the price say? That if you rented a chamar, the Hivrika or Nishtatata, you can say Harisha l'chol l'fanecha. The maskers can say to the soicher, Mazlach Koram, it's your chamor. I'm sorry, nothing I can help you with. That's not what Reb Shimon Elazar said in the other braisa. The other braisa said Chayv l'hamed l'chamor, that the rental agency, the maskir, has to hand them over a brand new chamor. Is the chastir Reb Shimon Elazar? Reb Shimon Elazar. Om Rabbi Rav Huna lirkay v'leir shani. Says Rabbi Rav Huna, you left out the famous two words. This second braisa of Reb Shimon Elazar says, Hasichas Achamar, Lirkoiv Aleha. Lirkoiv Aleha means not just for freight, as you typically use chamayim, but rather also to go and sit and ride on the chamar. What difference does that make? Oh, a big difference. Because you're talking about the chamar lemoshel either became blind, or became weak in the legs because of these worms, or became deranged because it became a shoyte. So if there's freight on the back of this chamar, no, worst comes to worst, the chamar stumbles and the freight breaks. No, it's not the end of the world. However, if this person is riding in the chamar, and the chamar stumbles, and Rashi says, for instance, it's stumbling whilst it's going over the bridge, or when it's going over a crevice in the ground, guess what happens? The chamar stumbles, the rider falls down, he can fall into the water, he can fall into the pothole, he can break his head, cholila, and it could be a concussion, who knows, holy the vachas. So therefore, in such a case, if the reason why he rented the chamar was not just for freight, but it was for personal use, to go and ride in the chamar, then he can ask, I want a good chamar, not a chamar that has a flat tire, or that the motor's not working, or something like that. So that's teretz number one. Amar Rapapa, this is not a new teretz, but Rapapa says, based on what we just distinguished between freight and someone riding on the chamar, then the same distinction also has to be made in the freight itself. If the freight itself happens to be lemoshel lumber, so the lumber falls to the ground, big deal. And if one of them breaks, also nishkeferlich. But if you have Amar Rapapa kleis chuches, if the freight that we're talking about is fragile and delicate, like glassware, then he can go and insist, I need a new chamar. I cannot live with a chamar that is either deranged, or is blind, or has problems with walking. No shtickle. Amar Rav Ravuna. Amar Rav. Hasrichas chamar lekar v'leo. Umeis aloi b'chatzi haderech. Oh, guess what happened? The person rented a chamar. He wants to go all the way from here to Gichweis, to Albany. He wants to go a nice long ride. And in the middle of the derech, in the middle of the Catskill somewhere, guess what happened? The animal died. Okay, since the chamor went half of the way, she pays him half of the way. Vainly the fact that he, the rider that rented the chamor, is going to have to go and get out a new chamor, is going to have to go and call up a new local rental agency. Okay, he has a ta'an on him, but he has no financial ta'anis on him. He pays chatzi aderech and finished. Let me understand what the details were. If he could easily call up the local Lak Sheldrake car service, and they have cars available, so why should he have any tana? He got there halfway, and now he takes another car the other halfway, so what's the problem? If he calls up the car service and he finds out that the number has been suspended now for the last 25 years, and therefore the Lak Sheldrake car service business has not been working now for 25 years, and he cannot get another car, he can't get another cab, he has to go and pay him schar. Now he's in the middle of nowhere. He's in the middle of a desert. Not a desert, but like, he can't get anywhere. If there's no local car services, he's going to be stuck here, who knows, for weeks, for months, for years, until somebody discovers him here on the island in Lak Sheldrake or whatever. So why should he pay him anything? I'm stuck. I can't go anywhere. Emerson, he cannot go and get another car. But the masker says to the soicher, if you would have wanted to come here to Lak Sheldrake, Lav Agra Bois Lameisiv, wouldn't you have to go and pay for the distance to come here? And so therefore, you have to pay me for getting you here. Even though you're kind of stuck in nowhere, you still got to pay me half. And that's how the Gemara answers. And the Chayyur, this Gemara begs for an explanation. Yes. What do you mean? If he's stuck and he cannot get another car, he cannot get another cab, Shkoyach for bringing me here to Lak Sheldrake. Halavai shouldn't have brought me. I would rather be here in Manhattan and I'll get another car. To be stuck in the middle of nowhere and I cannot get another car, how does that help me? Why should I have to pay anything? So Toysis on the top asks this kasha. So Toysis, Ilu Adhocha, Bois Lameisiv, if you wanted to come here, Lav Agra, Bois Lameisiv, Tema, the Hashimia, the Lav Adhocha, Bois Lameisiv. I didn't want to come here to Lak Sheldrake, and I don't have another car to take me further to Albany. Why should you have to pay anything? He's just stuck here in the middle of nowhere. V'yesh Loimar. When it says that you cannot find another car, it doesn't mean you can't find a car at all. He just cannot find it based on the same rates, on the same price. The car that he took from Manhattan all the way to Albany was $500 to go by car. Normally gets to Lak Sheldrake is halfway, is $250. However, the new guy in Lak Sheldrake wants to charge him now $350 to go from here all the way to Albany. Ah, he'll be able to find another car, not on the same rate, same prices and the same rates, but he'll find more expensive. He did have an offer coming half of the way because he's here. And now he doesn't have to go all the way from Manhattan. He's halfway there to Albany. That's why he has to pay the other half, meaning he has to go and pay the first guy the $250 for bringing him here, and he's going to have to go and pay the $350 to the next guy to take him to Albany. Why don't you go and say that maybe the first fellow, since his chamar stopped in Lak Sheldrake and is not going any further, maybe we should go and deduct from his $250, $100, so that the socher, the one that rented the chamar, should not have to pay more than $500. So pay $150 to the first guy and $350 to the next guy. Zaktoi says, the ein tzarach livchoy sam maskin mischorei. No. The masker does not have to give him any credit or reduction. Even though the socher has to pay more to get now to Albany, kim de huanos. In other words, in previous cases, we were talking about either the employer or the employee changing their minds midstream and saying, "I don't want to finish the work." Then we had a machloikis Tanakama and Reb Doisa with the Yad Hapoil al Elyoina al Tachtoina. But that's when you're talking about that people from their own free will decide to renege on their contractual obligations. Here we're talking about noinus. So therefore the rental agency says, listen, this chamor has been my dependable chamor for the last 20 years. It's done a great job. It's gone back and forth to Albany already 150 times a year. Never had a problem. You know, mazlach koram. Okay, mazlanu, mazlach. It's not our fault that the animal decided to expire b'chatziyah derech. Gizuntai. So that's what the Gemara is saying is, he has to go and pay him for halfway because they got him there too halfway there in the Catskills. And therefore he has to go and pay for that. And the fact that the animal died, it's a shame. He can only say, you know, come on, you should have gotten me a better animal, you know, you got me an animal that was about to expire. So he has a taraimus, but he doesn't have any financial obligation or financial entitlement against him because it was, after all, an oinus. And when the Gemara says, it doesn't mean that it's that there's nobody. There are people that you can hire. It's just going to cost more money. And therefore, that's why you can tell him, but I got you this far, so you have to pay me for getting you this far. I still want to understand some more details about this chamor. If the rental agency says, I'm renting to you a chamor, lav davke, pink this chamor, a convertible chamor, a Lexus chamor, a Chrysler chamor, a Cadillac chamor, a chamor. Okay, so the chamor expired. Okay, I didn't insist davke on this one, the one that's yellow and yellow and red and blue and has four wheels and four doors. I said any chamor. So you have to get me another chamor. Idi omle chamor is that if he said davke this chamor, I only want this chamor. Since he went and rented the chamor says something very interesting. He didn't just go and hire this chamor for its abilities to be able to go and carry the freight and carry the riders, but also, I rented this chamor, the entire chamor. If the chamor expired, what we should do is go and sell the carcass, sell the nevela of this chamor, and with that we should be able to go and buy another chamor. Now, a dead chamor is probably worth less than a nice live chamor, so I'll go and get a small chamorichel. I won't be able to get the Lexus that I was looking for. I'll get a small Volkswagen, or these smart cars as they call them, these small little nothings, and therefore we'll get and we'll be able to go and take from here to Albany. If he said chamor zeh, sell this nevela, take the money and buy a brand new chamor. This chamor that died, the nevela was not worth enough even to be able to go and buy a smaller, less efficient chamor. Okay, but if you're selling the nevela, you got some money. Let's at least take the money and use it to go and rent a brand new chamor from another rental agency and rent another chamor based on the nevela. After all, they said chamor is there. So take the nevela of this chamor and use that to go and rent another chamor. This is Rav who's speaking, and Rav holds that when you have such a situation, you don't want to be mechal of the karen. In other words, you don't want to be left with nothing. Because after all, after the rental is over, then the chamor goes back to the original maskir, to the rental agency. If you're going to tell me, sell the carcass, use the funds for schiras, for renting a new chamor, okay, there's not going to be anything left. He won't be able to return it. So who says there has to be something to return? The Itmar. This is the machloek between Rav and Shmuel. Like our case over here, Omer Rav. If there's enough money in the carcass to go and sell, and to buy a new small chamor, to go and take him and finish off the ride and finish off where he's going to, yeah, that's wonderful. But liskar yiskar, but don't, if there's not enough money to buy, but only to go and rent another chamor, don't rent another chamor. Shmuel Amar, af liskar yiskar, and Shmuel says you can even be mechal karna. My commitment, Rav Sava, le mechalin and karna. Shmuel Sava mechalin and karna, as we just discussed. So therefore, that was Rabbi Cohen. So that was the situation over here. Hitaka said chamor zeh instead of chamor stam. However, the sale of the chamor was not enough to produce and to buy another chamor. It was only enough to go and rent another chamor. And in such a case, the machlek is taka Rav and Shmuel, whether you can use those funds to rent another chamor, according to Rav, you cannot, because loy mechalin and kaira. Thank you, Mormeisvei. Yove she'ilon oy niktzat. Now here we're not talking about a case of tzchiris, because normally people don't rent a tree. However, what we're talking about is a person with a mashkanta. Mashkanta we had already a few times. It's referring to a person that lent money, and this person demanded and he received a mashkin of a tree. And what was he going to use that mashkin for? So Rashi gives an example, like a mashkanta de sura, that he writes, b'meshlam shnai ilain tepik ara dobele kesef, like we had before, about 12, 13 blad ago. Now what's the story over there? A person took a mashkin of a tree, or of a field with trees, a whole orchard, and he said to him, I want to use and have the produce of these trees. So they made up this entire choy was the marshal $1,000. And the maturity date is after 10 years. So he's going to hold on to this property now for 10 years. And the malve has the right to go and use the payrus every single year. And he says at the end of the 10 years, whatever is produced by this field during that 10-year period, hopefully it'll be the $1,000, maybe even more, maybe even less. But at the end of the 10 years, my choy will be paid up, and you get back your property like you had it originally. So he's able to go and use the produce by amortizing the principal of the loan. The loan was $1,000, 10 years. Each year he's going to eat $100 worth of payers, maybe more, maybe less, but that's how much he's allocating towards this amortization. After 10 years, the property goes back to the other fellow. Okay, so what happened over here? In year number 5, as the Malv is enjoying the payers, guess what happened? Yavish Elon, unfortunately this Elon dried out, there was a drought or whatever, or Niktat, or it fell, in other words, a big storm, it got cut down. What's the halacha now? So now the fruit-bearing tree that was producing this produce, unfortunately, is now dead. What do we do? Shnei masurim boy. Neither of the two, meaning neither the malva nor the loive, should go and chop up this tree into firewood and use it as firewood, or sell it. What's the reason why? Because if either one does it, they're going to be mechala karna of the other individual. So you look at the Rashi in the middle of the Yom, shnei masurim boy. Let's go back to the previous Rashi. Yavish Ilan. So Rashi. Misha Mishkein Ilan Lachaber. A person gave a mashkin of his tree to his chaver. Kihani. Mashkanta de Surah. Like the Mashkanta de Surah that we had in the previous parak. The Kasvi. The Meshlam Shnai Ilain. That they write into the Shtar. That when these years are over. For instance, a 10-year period. Tepik Aradob. Yes, if you get back your property without having to pay a penny. Liel. This is permissible according to everybody. Shnei Masurim Boy. Who is the Shneim? Shneim Asurim by Levakeya Eitzim to go and take this tree which is dried out or has been cut down. Neither of them is allowed to go and chop it into smaller logs for Lisraif and use it for firewood. The Sarifle Loive, if the Loive is going to do that, Kali Karna de Malve, then the Mashkanta that the Malve is holding on to, that'll be the end, there'll be nothing left. The Sarifle Malve, the Malve is going to go and do the same thing, cut it into lumped into small logs. And use it in his fireplace, so therefore, Shnei Masurim. That's why the Brisa says, neither of them have the right to go and use this dried out Ilan. So what should they do? So to Brisa, going back to the Gemara, Ketzid Yaseh, Yilkach Boi Karka, go and sell the Ilan and buy another piece of Karka. Of course, you must be talking about either a very valuable Ilan, or you're talking about a very minuscule piece of karka, or it could be when it says yovish ilan, it really means yovshuho ilanois. If there's really a big drought, it's not just one tree, but there were probably 20 or 50 trees in the orchard. All of them got burned out, all of them dried out, all of them fell in a big storm. So what he could do is he could sell all of these big trees and buy with them a karka, vu'oicho peiris. And now from this new karka, he's going to go and eat the peiris. So that's what it says in the Braisa. And it sounds very reasonable and very, very fine. What does it have to do with us? The Gemara assumes that the Brice is talking about in the earlier years in Eretz Yisrael during the first Beis Hamikdash, when Yoivel was in existence. If you're going to go and buy a new piece of property, what's going to happen with that property? This property is going to go back to its original owner, the Kukali Yakarna. And now the Loiv is going to be stuck. After his 10 years of the mashkin are over, when he was hoping to go and get his property back, he's going to lose his property because this brand new property that they bought, bimkoim, the dried out trees, are going to be lost forever. They're going to be given away. It's going to go back, revert to the original owner of that property. So you see, we're not concerned about Kal Yekarna. Is the Chshver and Rav, that Rav said, oh, Leim Echalin and Karna. If that's the case, you shouldn't go and buy a new property, because it's going to eventually go back, revert to its original owner in Yovel here. Everything more Alchemai Yiskin and the Zavon Leleshit and Shinen. Oh, the Gemara tells us a Gevaldig Chiddush, that if you sell a property, not forever, but you sell it for 60 years, for instance, which is longer than the Yovel period of 50 years, then it continues to remain with the purchaser until the 60th year. It does not revert. It does not revert in Yovel year. Why not? The Torah says Yovel. How do I know that it does not revert in Yovel? It says the pasuk, that you're not allowed to go and sell a steachuza permanently. That when is there a din of Yovel year about a property that would go away permanently had it not been for Yovel? Yovel causes it to go and revert to the owner. However, in the case of the 60 year, and it's not going permanently to the purchaser, it's only going for 60 years. So therefore, in the 60th year, it'll revert. That's why the Yovel doesn't cut it short prematurely.
Why is it called a Zaman? It's really a Sechiris thing. It's a 60-year sale.
Yeah. What about any Mechira of any field in Eretz Yisrael that's Man Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim? The Pasuk uses the expression of Arz Leisimacher Litzmisus. It's never a Mechira. It's only, as you say, it's only a lease for a term. Anyway, Zokti Moriyat Oybazoi, it's a chvite, I have a good terence to chayre. It's talking about that he sold him for 60 years, so therefore Yovel doesn't interrupt and doesn't interfere. Faiti Moriyat, yeah, come on. But Saif, Chimotha, Shishin, Shitin, Shana, Ko Hadra, Ar, Lamara. Fine. So it's not 50 years, it's after 60 years. But after 60 years, you agree, it's going to go back. The Kokal Yakarna, the Gemara's Havamin is Zeh Shver. The Gemara itself should have realized, okay, it doesn't go back in 50 years, it goes back in 60 years. What was the Gemara's Havamin? So if you look at the short toises here, go up about 10 lines. When's Chayakarna? If you're going to lose it in a week, in a month, in a year, 5 years, Yovel year. But if you can have it 60 years, wow! Especially if a life expectancy in the good old days, in times of the Gemara, was approximately 60 years. So you're having it for your lifetime. And if you don't like 60 years, so put in 100 years. He goes and gets it for 100 years. 100 years, that's Kayakana. Psh, 100 years. Kamash Malon, that's also called Kayakana. Safrei Timora is Rechvayt Yishver. How does the Braisa give this Eitzah to go and sell the Elon and go and buy with it Karka? Ah, it's Kayakana because eventually in the 60th year, the 100th year, it's going to go back to the original owner. You're going to go and lose it. Kayakana, and Rav says, we don't allow for Kayakana. He's talking about, unfortunately, Bisman Azeh, when Yovel is not Noig, and therefore you don't have this issue of property reverting back after 50 or 60 years. The property is sold, unfortunately, forever now. And it's Mistaber that that's the real Pshat. If you're going to go and tell me, like we thought originally, that the Brice is talking about when the Yovel is Noig, and in fact, after 50 years, the property will revert back to the original owner. And if the Kayakarna, there's no Karen left. So why do you have to go and tell about that he went and sold the Elonois, and he bought a new property? Why don't you go and just take the tzivi? Tzivi means these Elonois which have dried out. Just go and chop them into logs, v'nishkale, and use that for firewood or selling, and finish. I mean, if you're allowing for Kayakarna, because you're saying this mancha yovel noig, it'll be Kayakana. If you're allowing for Kayakana, don't go and buy a brand new property.
Cut
just
it
go
short.
Cut it short and cut the logs into small short pieces, like you're saying. Zokti Gemara Saldir Choyra, I have a raya from this, that is Taka talking with Mancha Eina Yovel Noig, and I'm Taka Makbid on Kayakana, and that's why I'm saying don't go and chop these
logs.
These Elonois into smaller logs for firewood, but rather go and buy a piece of property because I'm talking concerned about Rav's halacha, loy kalyakarna. We don't want to destroy the character. What Shmuel is saying is we can go back to the original pshat, but it's talking about Bizmancha Yovel Noig. Ah, you said, the person is going to lose his property, it'll be Kayakarna. says, you want to remember the fact situation. The fact pattern was that we had over here originally a mashkin on a property. And again, let's assume that it was a 10-year loan. After 10 years, he's going to get his property back. Guess what happens after the 5th year, 6th year, whatever. Okay, so what are you doing now? You're going to go and buy a brand new piece of property, smaller piece of property, for the consideration from the proceeds of the sale of these ilonis. It's Yovel here, it's going to go back to the original owner. However, what is Yovel? Yovel is not expected to happen for another 20, 25 years, 30 years, 40 years, whatever, until next Yovel year. By the time this mashkin ends, in other words, the 10-year loan period, I'm still going to have another 4, 5, 10, 20 years left till the Yovel year. Says Imar, that's not considered to be Kalyakarna, because I can still have nice use of that small piece of property for another few years. So tomorrow, let's just finish off. Zim the shol mishnei mashkanta mekami yovel. The Bryce is talking about a situation where the years of the mashkin, the 10-year loan, is going to end before yovel year. Lomazong 4 or 5 years, like Yomar says on the next slide. Or inami, even if it's not going to end before the yovel year, to motalei zuzi uparakla arba v'chomish shonim mekami yovel. I have another Eitzah, and that is, we're talking about the Asra de Misalki, which means that the loiva has the right at any time to prepay the loan prior to maturity date. So after 4 or 5 years, especially when you have this situation where the Ilonis have dried out and you bought a new piece of property, and the loiva says, oy vai vai, Yovel's around the corner, I'm going to lose everything. So the loiva quickly comes up with half of the money. Half of the money was already amortized because the mashkin was already used for a few years. Comes up with the rest of the funds. Now he's going to get the property back and he'll be able to use it for another few years until the Yovel year. Gemara says that even according to Shmuel, or according to Rav, that's not considered to be Kalyakarna. Kalyakarna means that it's almost instantaneous. Like the Schiris, if you go and sell the Ilonis and sell the carcass, and hire a brand new steed, a brand new chamor, whatever, if you're not paying for it, but you're just renting it, so that rental money just goes down the drain and not going to have anything left. It'll be Kalyakarna. But since over here by the mashkin, he'll have the ability to go and use his property, potentially, for a few more years, even after the mashkin ends, to say Shishka Kalyakarna, and that's why it's...
Yes. You said the same thing about the money. If he saves the money, he can use it also for a few more years.
Yeah, okay. But with this, you're talking about the case of the mashkin, you're talking about the case of the chamor. Which one would you like to talk about?
Case of the mashkin.
So what are you going to do with money?
Money
can buy all
the money. Exactly. What are you going to buy? You're going to buy a new piece of property. That's the investment. You take the property, you're just going to leave it on the table.
It's not going to... Why is it on the malva to go and buy the sliver of property and return that as karna? If he says, your tree's dried out, so it wasn't a total loss. I remediated the situation by salvaging what I could.
Right.
Here's the cash left over. Mm-hmm. Take it and go. I mean, he deducts the cost of the loan. Instead of using the property now for 10 years, after 5 years and the trees dry out,
whose side do you want to get? The Malva side or the Loiva side?
The Malva side. He's the one. He's using the property, the trees dried out, he's suddenly stuck with a non productive asset.
And the Malva wants to have the benefit of a productive asset for the next 5 years.
Right.
So therefore, he takes the money and he buys a new piece of property to be able to have produce for the next 5 years. It won't be the same amount of produce as the first one because it's going to be a smaller piece of property. Okay, a smaller piece of property. So he buys it and he produces a machai for the next 5 years. It'll have income. This wasn't just a loan. These mashkantas were equity/debt. How are you allowed to go and take the debt in the ribis situation? So that's what we spoke about before. Nachyalsa, Kitusa, like Rashi says, where everybody would agree in the case of mashkanta de Surah. So therefore, it was a self-amortizing loan over 10 years. 5 years have already been used up. 500 out of $1,000 have already been paid. I'm Machayah from the Leiva's perspective. It's also Machayah from the Malva's perspective. Malva now has a business going for the last 5 years. Unfortunately, until now, he was just unemployed, sitting on his hands. The last 5 years, he's been a productive farmer. Not only made $100, he made $120. Maybe there were years there were droughts. He made $50. But the point is that he was very, very busy, and he wants to be busy for another 5 years. However, unfortunately, Ilan has dried out. Buy a brand new piece of property and work for a new piece of property, and you'll have income production for the next 5 years. Maybe not the same amount, but you do the best you can. But after that, Yoiv is going to come and boom, there won't be any property left. The Loiv is going to lose the property totally. So, as long as you have a few years interval between the mashkin and between giving it back and you're okay. And even if there is no automatic few years left, because Yovel is approaching shortly after the time that this mashkin ends, and this loan ends, so you can go and prepay the mashkin by prepaying the loan, then the lawyer can get his property back and use it, not that property, I mean, his original property is debt, but he gets the new property, he'll hold on to it for 4 or 5 years until Yovel years, so it won't be a total loss of a Kalya Karna, because he'll be able to still use it for income production for a while.
As long as some asset is returned at the end of the mashkin, that there's no Kalya Karna.
Exactly right.
But even if it's a vanishing asset.
Even a vanishing asset, very well put. Zorki Morvai, Son Rabban. Until now we spoke about a chamor that expired midstream. Now we're going to talk about a Svina that dies literally midstream. How did the Svina die midstream? Masoichas a Svina, a person who rented a boat or a ship, in the middle of the stream, boom, it sank with all of the freight and everything else. Of course, the person that rented the Svina wants to have a brand new Svina or a used Svina, but he wants a Svina to be able to go and take his freight. So what happens now? Reb Nosson says it's basically a case of a muchzik and a moitzi mechaveroi. It says, Reb Nosson, if the socher already paid the fare for this svina from beginning to end, whatever the rates were, he paid it, lo yitel, he cannot get a refund. If he didn't pay yet, lo yitel, he should hold on to his money, he should not go and pay. Okay. That was Reb Nosson's psak. So, let me understand the situation. If you're talking about that he rented specifically this Svina, because this Svina was the St. Mary, and it was a great, or it was the Titanic, and he wanted Dafka this Svina. And he wants to go and use the Svina for purposes of transferring and moving his barrels of wine, but not a specific barrel, any barrels of wine, Yain Stam. So, even though he paid, why shouldn't he get a refund? He should go and say to him, Hetzi, go and give me a svina, because I have wine which I want to transport from place to place. And why does it say that if he paid, where is that svina zoo that you were supposed to give to me? It's now in the bottom of the river, bottom of the ocean, and therefore you haven't given me what we agreed to. You agreed to give me a svina that's going to take me from here all the way down to Florida, and it got stuck in the middle of Echweis, the middle of Atlanta or whatever, some Virginia, somewhere midstream, and boom. So therefore, give me back svina zoo. If you can't give me svina zoo, give me another svina. Namely, Havli Svinta Dan no my Sina Chamra. I still have my Chamra, I still have my wine which I need to transport. So why shouldn't he get a refund?
Is the wine on this boat and when it sinks?
It floated because it barrels.
That's what the art scroll says. It was floated.
But that's not the point. He's
even if the freight of wine that he had sank to the bottom, he has other barrels of wine. This person is not over the...
Yes, he needs to transport.
He wants... Exactly. He is the business of selling barrels of wine, taking them down south and selling them there. And even though this transport was sank to the ground, sank to the bottom of the ocean, but I have some more.
I'm not concerned with who's negligent here.
Sorry?
We're not concerned.
We're assuming that there's no negligence. This is just a total oinus. This has been dependable.
It's just functionality. He needs the boat.
Yeah. And this Titanic, they invested $1 billion into it, and... And it came over, you probably just before your time, you probably don't remember it, but this was a terrible event in American history, the greatest technology, a Titanic, and it all fizzled down to the floor, 1, 2, 3. But anyway, El Besvina Stam, the Yainza, maybe it's talking about that he said, any Svina, the Yainza and Dafka, this wine. So for tomorrow, Dafka, this wine, you said if he didn't pay yet, he should not pay. Right tomorrow, Neimale, you should say to him, Havliyahu Chamra, Vano Maisinus Vinta. Since you said Yayin Zeh, bring the wine that you want me to transport, and I'll be happy to go and take it for you. It's not my fault that the Yayin's not here. Go and bring back that Chamra. It's talking about a case where he said, I dafka want this Svina, and I dafka want to go and transport this wine. And as Rashi explains on the third line, b'yayin zeh svinazu, v'loy b'yad zeh, v'zeh lahashlam. Neither of the two can go and finish off the contract the way they had originally negotiated. Why? Because he doesn't have svinazu, and he doesn't have yayin zeh. They're both together in a marriage forever, down at the bottom of the ocean. Hilkach says Rashi, Yad Tevea ala Tachtoina, whoever is the Yad Tevea, the one, the Moitzi Mechaveri, who wants to get the money, he's Yad ala Tachtoina. Diyom Malay, Heich Anole Ma'akva, Mechi Maisis Didoch. How, I'm not going and being Ma'ak of you, you know, you bring your item and I'll take it. You bring your Sfina, I'll bring my Yain. I can't bring my Sfina, you can't bring your Yain. So therefore, it's basically a stalemate. So whoever is muchzik in the money holds on to the money. The yain stam cholkin. However, if we're talking about, I just need any sfina. It doesn't have to be the Saint Mary or the Saint Agnes or the Titanic. Any sfina is fine. And the yain stam, and I can go and take any yain to go and transport. In such a case, if the sfina fell to the ground, this cholkin, they're going to go and split it up between them. Says Rashi, cholkin. If the ship owner received the fare, he should give back half of the fare. And if the other guy didn't pay yet, he should go and pay half. Both of them can be mashlim and continue the terms of the contract. He can go and deliver another sfina. He can go and deliver more barrels. Oh, you don't want to go and pay me back half? Okay, so let's finish off the contract. Bring your barrels, I'll bring my sfina, and let's go on. So if they're going to stop right here, then chok. Tanaban, a new case. A person rented a sfina. Now the Poshib Shat at this point is, he is taking the freight, for instance, the barrels of wine, he's taking it from New York to Florida, and the purpose is to go and sell it. And, well, guess what happened? Midstream, Washington, D.C., the people were so euphoric about the recent election results, they all bought up all of the wine, and you no longer needed to go and transport it all the way down to Miami. They already bought it up in Washington, and now the person that had the freight of wine says to the ship owner, Mister, I don't need you anymore. I don't have to go back to Florida. I'm going home. Baruch Hashem, I already sold everything. I don't need it. He already removed all the freight midstream. He has to go and pay him for halfway from New York to Washington. And the ship owner only has a tain on him. Why did you do this? But Lamaisi, he's gotten paid 50%. If you go and tell me that the ship owner can find new customers in Washington to go and take new freight down to Florida, he shouldn't have any terumas. He has other customers. If he cannot go and find anybody to go and rent it out to, he's never stuck. It's kuli agra by shlume. The fellow went and agreed with him to go and pay him from New York to Florida. He decided midstream, I want to get off from Washington. What business do you have in breaking the contract? You should have to pay the whole thing. The truth of the matter is he can find new passengers and new freight. That's not a problem. So what's he upset about? Baruch Hashem, he'll be able to get new passengers, new freight, and new prices, and he'll make a living. What says Rafasta the Sfinta? Says Rashi, if you look at the Rashi parallel, Ri'ua Hasfina. The Sfinta gets weakened. Meaning each time you go and remove Peklach and you put on brand new Peklach, that causes a little bit of the weakening in the underpinnings of the Sfinta. We're not talking about these huge Titanic, which made totally out of steel, which is all gonna go and sink soon. We're talking about a rickety type of boat made out of wood, and each time that you put in the barrels and take off the barrels, that goes and weakens the aside of the Sfina, and that's the reason why Itaka, he has a Tarumis. He has a Tarumis. What's for a Tarumis? You're not only talking about a Tarumis that he has a Tainer. What do you do? My mind is like a bay. He should be able to go and charge him and tell him every single time we take off the freight and put on the freight, there should be a charge of $100, $500 because you're weakening the underpinnings of this boat. It's the other way around. This parika is not a parika, but it's a te'ina. Remember we had earlier on the Masechta, the Gabi, the Mitzvah, a parika, te'ina, the Gabi, Chamar. Here we're not talking about removing freight. We're talking about adding on freight. So why is this called prika? Prika means that they went and had the boat stop here midstream to bring on new freight, which was unexpected. So what's so terrible about this? What's terrible about this is going to cause the boat to go slower because the boat is now going to be that much heavier, as well as there's going to be a strain, as the Gemara is going to say in a moment, on the ropes. We're going to need new ropes. As the Gemara, Alamai Parka, the Parka L'Tiana Begavei, that they went and went ashore at the port to be able to be toyin, to be porek from the shore and put it onto the boat and to add additional freight. So what's the reason why the ship owner is upset about it? After all, he's going to pay him for the entire boat ride from New York to Florida. So he added more freight. So what's the problem? Vishum shinidata. Shinidata over here doesn't mean because he changed his mind. But Rashi said, Vishum shinidata, see Rashi two lines lower. I was expecting that this whole trip from New York to Florida is going to go and take a week based on the freight. But now that you're doubling the freight, it's going to take 8 or 9 days. It's going to take longer. So by the time I get back, I'll lose customers, etc., etc. Inami orli ashlo yeseda. What size Ashley Yaseda? But she says you're going to have to go and buy newer and longer ropes. Why do you have to buy newer and longer ropes? Look at Ashley Yaseda. Tzurachani liknois chavolim biyoykerkan. Going to have to buy brand new ropes, and it's going to be more expensive. Shekisha svina mechabedes. If the svina is going deeper into the water, in other words, more of the svina is submerged beneath the water. Tzurach lafliga el emtoyis hanor lemokem mayim amukim. I won't be able to go and sail this ship close to the shallow shore. I'm going to have to move out into the deeper waters. So it shouldn't go and hit against rocks on the side of if it's in shallow water. And now I need longer ropes to be able to go and schlep it out further into the depths of the water. You didn't tell me anything about this. So I'm going to have to buy brand new equipment, new ropes. I didn't expect these extra costs. And because of that, that's the reason why he has on him a turret.
It's more work. Mm-hmm. Why is it just karumas? If in the middle of a kaplonis, as it were, this is not a stishmar, it's a kaplonis, you can say, look, we agreed to do this amount of freight for this distance, and this is the rate I charge you. You're adding to the freight. You're changing the terms of the contract. I'm changing the rate. Why is that? Why only Tarumos?
Apparently, it didn't say specifically in the contract how much more he was going to add. It was just said freight from New York to Florida, and they didn't specify how much freight. So therefore, when he added more freight, he says, you know, Gesundheit. That you decide to add more freight, but you should have told me, because had you told me, then I would have gotten a bigger ship, I would have gotten one with longer ropes, better ropes, I would have known in advance, I would have booked myself for 8 or 9 days instead of 7 days. You didn't tell me, so the whole thing is a miscommunication that he didn't tell him all the details of his intentions. We're talking about a person who rents a chamor to ride on. And now the question is, how much can he take on the chamor besides himself? As we know, even if you're going today, exactly how much baggage? He talked about a big bag, a small bag, it has to be not more than 20 kilograms, it should be not more than 50 pounds, with the size. It could be all the modern problems you have with flights, stuff like that. So the question is, he wants to go and take along hand luggage. How much hand luggage can he take along? So says the Braisa, he can go and take along ksusai, clothes, lignusai. Lignusai means liquid containers that hold liquids, like for the word loik. Umazoyne shalois derech, and he can take along enough food to last him for the entire derech. The derech is by 7 days. He can go and take along bottles and cans or whatever for the next 7 days, together with him on the chamar. Even though all of that is a fair amount of weight, but that's part and parcel of it if you're going and renting the chamar to have that minimum hand luggage. However, if you want to take anything more than that, chamar ma'akav alav, you're going to say, no, mister, adkat oim b'shabas agudul, you can't keep on adding more and more freight. This chamar is not going to make it, or it's just going to break down, or whatever. Chamar, on the other hand, the chamar driver, Meniach olav sa'oyim v'tevet. He can go and take along sa'oyim v'tevet, which you need for the chamar itself, for its own sustenance. In other words, take along extra containers of gas for the car, because there's no gas station for here for the next 500 miles. So take along sa'oyim v'tevet. Umezonois yishaloy sa'oyim. And the chamar can also go and take daily amounts of food necessary, but not for the entire derech. He can't eilech. He wants to take anything more than that. So ichemakav olav. Then the one that's renting the chamar can say the chamar, no. One day's food is fine, but not more than that. So very dimar, I don't understand. Hey, chidam. Idishchiach lemizbon. If you're telling me that en route from here to Albany, from here to Florida, whatever, there are tons of 7-Eleven gas stations or supermarkets or groceries. So chamor nami liyakif. So the chamor should go and say to him, mister, don't take along mazoinis for the entire derech. Hold to just a one day allotment, just like me. If you're telling me, you know, you don't have 7-Elevens everywhere in supermarkets and groceries, and how can the Seicha say you can only take one day? The maskir, the chamor, should be able to go and take along for the whole week. It's not easy to go and find a grocery store en route, the route that we are taking. Every time we get to an avna, avna means another stop, another station, yeah, we have to matriach, we have to go around and come and go. It's a ganze tercha to go and find a grocery or place to go and buy some food. After the chamar, that's his business of driving, going here and there and everywhere. So apparently he knows all the secrets, where to go and where to come. You know, that's, he's used to this type of thing. The reason why he's going on this chamar is not to have the wonderful trip of going on chamar. He needs to go and do schoira business in Washington, in Albany, and somewhere else. So he doesn't want to go and be ballistic. He doesn't want to have the burden on his head every single time to worry about, what am I going to eat today? What am I going to eat tomorrow? I have to go and run and go and come. I'll go to the grocery store. I'll have to look at the Hashgacha. Rabbi Cohen will say the Hashgacha is no good because they go and manufacture it on the Tropicana and the orange juice on the great factories, etc. So we come to tourists. Anyway, that's why it's on the
yeah. Oh, it's on, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Good. Everybody should know.
I have lawyers.
Yeah. Anyway, so the bottom line is, Dr. Yomara, the Soicha says, I can't go to Matriach to go and find juice and food and all the rest, so I'm taking along for a week. The Chambers are used to this, that's his business. He'll already find the places where to buy and keep himself going. Tanurban, another price. Ha soicher es a chamar likerb aleho ish, like tikkav aleho isha. If you rented the chamar to go and have an ish ride on the chamar, don't go and change it to an isha. It's not clear what the difference is between the isha and the ish. Apparently, it's because the isha adds weight to the chamar.
The discriminated.
They write on the side. And it's added to one side.
Add too much weight. Okay. So in other words, it's kind of lopsided.
Right. Yeah.
So why can't you go and put the peklach on the other side? Gosh of a masa. I would have thought maybe another reason is because women typically have more bathroom stops on the way, and therefore the chamor is going to take longer. Because instead of just stopping three times in one day, you're going to stop to six times in one day. Whatever, it doesn't make a difference, but don't have an isha instead of the ish. That wasn't the agreement. However, isha, reichav le'ish. If you agree for an isha, then you can have an ish. No problem. The Isha Ben Gdolu Ben Ketana, once you go and say Isha, it makes no difference whether you're talking about a woman that's anorexic or a woman that's obese. Makes no difference. Afilu Muber is a Afilu Menika. Even if she happens to be pregnant and therefore she has that much additional weight, or she's Menika and therefore she's traveling with a child, also that's all included. So break the mark. Hashem Menika Amris, Madach, you're talking about that she can go and take along a child. In other words, we only agreed for the woman, and now you're allowing her to take a child as well. Muberes Viboya. Muberes Avada, it's an extension of her, whether you hold Ubi Yerachim or Lav Yerachim, but certainly it's less than a woman with a child. It's only an Ibut. Uber. Omra Papa Muberes Vimanika Kamar. Oh, what the Bryce is telling us is that even though she has triple weight, she's number one, the woman herself, number two, she's Muberes, so number three, she has a child, Aminika. See, therefore, all this weight, even that is included in, if you just write a contract for this Isha. This Isha includes all of the above. Amar Abayis. Abayis is something which is kind of curious. That when you're buying a fish, then the ikar weight is from the keres, from the stomach. My nafkimina, the mekachumemker. The nafkimina is the gabi, the customer that's purchasing the fish. What does the Gemara mean to say? Look at the last rashi, the mekachumemker. Imre isa dag shekreisa godel. If you go and see this big, big fish, you go to the fishmonger, fish store, big fish with a tremendous stomach. Like tikneve mishko, don't allow the fishmonger to go and put it on the scale and weigh it now the way it is. Elim ken yoitzias mea, because you're going to discover as soon as you open up the fish that a lot of the stuff that makes it look so heavy is really all nothing. It's all b'nei me'ayim that nobody eats. It's all waste that you're going to discard. And so therefore, when you're buying a big fish, make sure when you're weighing it to go and get that schmutz out first and then to go and weigh it so that you don't get gypped. So you learned that again from the Isha Mubaris, which presumably the Uber, of course, is a Dova Choshev, but a lot besides that is a lot of extra weight that eventually, like the placenta and all the blood and all the others that will come out, which will have no eternal value. It's only for now.
This is, I guess, from the Gemara from Yosef Moshe Shabbos.
Yeah, what's the thing here?
Shabbos. He bought a fish and opened the market. He opened the fish and he opened the main first and then he'd taken out their diamond.
Beautiful.